T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, your only choice for local sports talk in the morning. Live from the Bryant and Stratton College Athletic Studio, this is Chuck and Winkler.
Ew.
Winner of 3 Wisconsin Broadcasters Awards for Excellence on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Chuck and Winkler, served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries. Chuck Freeman, that's who that is. Cody Grant, our producer. I'm Bart Winkler. And, of course, always room for you at 414-799-1250. You can also tweet us, Facebook, Instagram, at 105.7 FM, The Fan. Tim Dillard will join us in about 15 minutes. Tim Dillard was left off the 2011 NLDS roster, which they pushed over to the NLCS. When we look at what the Brewers roster might be in a couple of days, and they've got until Friday, I think, again at 10, to put that out there. We thought it'd be interesting to go back 7 years and see what the 2011 NLCS roster looked like, just the last time they were in this championship series. Interesting, Chuck, is that they kept 11 pitchers back then, too. So the Brewers keeping 11 pitchers, it was like, wow, they're only keeping 11 against the Rockies. We think that's going to change. That would be the assumption, but in 2011, they only kept 11. You want to try to name some of them, or
2011? Yeah. The pitching or the team itself?
Start with the pitching.
Well, you had Saito out there. You had Axford.
Takashi Saito, John Axford.
You had was Kinsler part of that 40 man?
He was not.
Okay.
Well, the 25 man. The
25 man. Okay.
You got your starters.
You had K-Rod and Saito. You had Markham, you had Gallardo, you had Randy Wolf. Let's see here.
You're missing like the ace. 2011.
You had Zach Greinke, of course. Yeah, yeah. Who else am I missing here?
There's 4 other pitchers.
No. Cameron Lowe.
Wow.
Cameron Lowe. That's 8.
Yeah.
Let's see. Can you give me a hint on the other 3? Am I missing any starters?
You're missing a guy who turned out to be a very good starter elsewhere.
Marco Estrada? Okay. That's the guy you're talking about?
Yep.
Marco, okay. The Brewers were interested in him from this past trading deadline. So I'm missing 2 guys.
You're missing 2 pitchers.
2 pitchers. I would have said Kinsler, but... I think he was hurt that year.
I'll give him to you. LaTroy Hawkins.
Hawkins, big out of the bullpen. Yeah, you forget about LaTroy.
And Narv Dog.
Oh, Chris Narveson. Okay.
Yeah.
Narveson All right. gave him some good stuff. He fit All right. starter.
2 catchers.
2 catchers.
2011.
Oh, boy. I mean, Luke Roy and his backup. I don't remember.
I believe he hit for the cycle once, not Chad Moeller.
I don't remember.
George Gutierrez.
Oh, George Gutierrez. George was good. Left-handed bat. Yeah.
There are 7 infielders. Good luck.
Betancourt was on their fielder weeks. People forget about Jerry Hairston, right?
Yeah.
Played third base, was very big. You know, Betancourt had a pretty good series in the NLCS. Let's see. Who else am I missing here?
3 infielders.
Was there a few pickups?
One, where did he go? He like played everywhere. He had an improbable run. I think he did 2 tours of duty with the Brewers. His kid was always around. His name spelled way different than how it sounded. He played for the Cubs for a little bit. He might have played in Japan.
I don't know.
Casey McGee.
Oh, Casey McGee. Oh, yeah. He played third base, and then they got him out of there because he was struggling. He was the everyday third baseman for most of the season. Who are the other 2?
Well, one's the manager now.
Craig, yeah.
Taylor Green.
Taylor Green, yeah, left-handed stick.
And then five outfielders.
Five outfielders.
Last time the Brewers were in the NLCS.
Braun. Corey Hart was there. Of course, Nigel Morgan.
Yeah, your boy.
Yeah. And who am I missing now?
Nigel got the hit, and this guy scored that run against Arizona.
I'm trying to remember who scored the run. I know Morgan hit the hit up the middle. So you got Hart, Morgan, and Braun. Who would I be missing? Give me the hints.
I'm trying to give you a really good hint here. I can't find what I'm looking for. I don't know. He got hit in the balls this year once. He ran into a guy and they collided and he got hit in the balls.
That doesn't help. I don't know.
When Jonathan VR sucked on the base pass, they compared him to this guy.
Badass.
Don't know who.
Oh, Carlos Gomez.
Oh, Gomez. Yeah, you forget Gomez was on 2011, but he wasn't a starter. He was a guy off the bench. Yeah.
Badass.
Yeah, he's ended up starting the next year.
And Mark Kotze.
Mark Kotze.
Would be the last one.
He had a decent run with the Brewers that year.
Gallardo, Greinke, Markham, Wolf, Axford, K-Rod, Saito, Hawkins, Cameron Kotze. Lowe, Narv Dog, Estrada, Luke Roy Cataris, Fielder Weeks, Betancourt, Casey McGee, Hairston Jr., Craig Counsell, Taylor Green, Braun, Morgan, Hart, Gomez, Kotze.
How about, you know, Renicky would put Kotze in center field once in a while, and I'd be like, oh boy, why are you putting him out there?
Taylor Green won out over Josh Wilson. I don't remember who Josh Wilson is.
I remember Betancourt had a horrible season.
Who is Josh Wilson?
Don't remember. Not a guy who's not in the system anymore, obviously.
Are we going to look back and be like, I don't remember Tyler Saladino. Who is Josh Wilson? Also, the reason I bring all this up is because Marco Estrada got the spot over Tim Dillard, who will join us in 10 minutes.
Yeah, Marco was a good guy. I thought he gave him some good outs. He did. He was a good guy. I liked him. And I was kind of hoping they'd get him back if they needed some pitching, that they'd go out there and get him. He was with Toronto. And yeah, I thought he's a solid starter. Guy can suck up some innings for you. So, and it wouldn't have cost you a lot to got him. I don't know if he ever got moved out of the Blue Jays, the trading deadline, but he was a guy who I thought they were going to possibly go after.
414-799-1250. Let's go to George on the north side. What's up, George?
Hi, George.
What's up, guys?
I just wrecked my memory for
guys,
the last.
You guys are 100% right. It is going to be a good series. The Brewers will win in either six or seven. And the only reason I say it's going to be our year, man, is because of one thing. Pugh. Now, I've never seen somebody, they overlooking us so bad.
What did you say?
You know, he talked crazy when they won. He just overlooked the Brewers like we're not nothing, like on to the Brewers.
Who?
And then on to the World Series. Yasiel Puig.
Oh, Puig.
You know, yeah, he gets on my nerves. He talks so much craziness that you can tell that they don't have no respect for the Brewers. But my thing is, going into this game is so different because from back in July, it's how we're pitching now. And then Kershaw, look at his postseason history. Yeah, he did good. He's terrible. He's really not a good pitcher in the postseason. He's a regular season pitcher. If we can get the first two in Milwaukee or even split, we're going to win. And it's going to be tough, but we're prepared because we went against the Rockies and we went against the Cubs. And those guys have great lineups as well. So I just think it's going to be good.
As far as Puig, yeah, he said those comments the other day.
Yeah, he's happy, man.
When Milwaukee... We're going to be Milwaukee 2-4 games.
Yeah, and then as far as Kershaw, and George, thanks for the call. I think a lot of people are saying, yeah, Kershaw sucks in the playoffs. Kershaw has had some bad outings in the playoffs. Back against St. Louis in 2014, he was pretty bad. Against St. Louis in the NLCS in 2013, he was pretty bad. He struggled at times. But career in the postseason, his ERA is 4.08.
Did he start Game 7 against Houston last year?
Maybe.
because the Houston won that game at Los Angeles, and I'm wondering if Kershaw, I would guess he would have started game seven.
Sure. I don't know. The World Series, I like have the hardest time remembering year to year. I can remember Super Bowls. I remember NBA Finals.
Well, because most years, the postseason goes long. Our teams are not even in it. So it's like, you know, we're so headstrong into football that you almost, the World Series becomes an afterthought.
Kershaw's nowhere near as good in the postseason as he is in the regular season, yes.
That's interesting.
But he's also nowhere near as bad as, I mean, it's not like, they're not throwing Chris Narvison out there here. It's Clayton Kershaw still.
No, he's got great stuff, obviously.
Now, in the NLCS, he's 2-4 with a 4.75 ERA. So, yeah, he has struggled in the playoffs, but he's not like an automatic win against. And the Brewers did beat him once earlier this season, so there is that going for the crew. It's Chuck and Winkler here on The Fan. Tim Dillard, as we mentioned, he will join us in about 6 minutes. It's also an Ask Chuck and Winkler Anything Wednesday. Get us your questions. You only got about 30 minutes to do that. Tweet us at 1057FMTheFan with the hashtag AskCW. We'll answer anything that you want us to answer at 845.
Well, the Q Club of Wisconsin is a place to watch all these games that are coming up here in the next week or so. And, you know, you got some good college football. And, of course, the NFL on Monday night. And, you know, topping it off with our local nine, our baseball team playing Friday and Saturday. And I got a great place for you to go, the Q Club of Wisconsin. Located in Waukesha. All your favorite indoor sports are there as well. The huge entertainment room. They got the pool tables, the tornado foosball, the shuffleboard, electronic darts, ping pong, and a whole lot more. And then they got the bocce ball leagues that are starting in November with their beautiful bocce ball league courts, man. Those are tremendous. They put a lot of money into those. So the leagues are starting in November. Bocce ball is always played outdoors, but they have indoor courts now at the Q Club of Wisconsin. And their extensive food menu, well, it starts with their award-winning fish fry. It's so good. They have it twice a week, Wednesdays and Friday nights, with your choice of four different styles piled high with all the extras. So when the Q Club, when the server brings out the tray, you're going to see a big heap of food, and that's probably your fish fry. And it is good. It's piled high with all the extras. Check out their happy hour specials daily from 3 until 7. The late night happy hours Friday starting at 10 o'clock. So I guess Friday would be a great time to get out there because they got the two happy hours going on for the baseball game. Check their Facebook page out for the live entertainment on weekends. And by the way, with their sports over there, they're always going to have the volume of the game on because that's what they do. They're a sports bar. They want to be known as a sports bar. So they're going to have the game on. They're going to have all the right games on, and they're going to have the volume of that local game on as well. The Q Club can also set you up with private rooms for that private party or company party that you may have for the holiday. They'll give you a VIP suite with the luxury pool table. The Q Club Wisconsin is easy to find. 2454 North Grandview Boulevard, and easy to put in your phone. Otherwise, it's I-94 West. Get off on Highway T. Go a half mile, and there it is, the Q Club of Wisconsin. Visit their website, QClubofWI.com. That's QClubofWI.com. Of course, their Facebook page as well. For all your favorite sports action, by all means, get out to the Q Club of Wisconsin in Waukesha.
It's Chuck and Winkler, served up by Perkins. Tim Dillard, former Brewer, funny man. He'll join us next. Chuck and Winkler, we are served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries. I'm Bart Winkler. That is Chuck Freeman. You know, I don't know. I don't know if it's a coincidence. I'm going to say it's not. Brewers, they almost turned on another gear when Tim Dillard joined the Fox Sports Wisconsin broadcast for that series against the Reds. They've been pretty hot since then. I don't know if that's coincidence or if Tim had something to do with it. Tim Dillard joins us now. I'm Bart Winkler. That's Chuck Freeman here on The Fan, minor league pitcher with the crew. He's been in the big leagues. He knows the postseason. He's great on social media. We got to say that every time, Tim, because you are.
Hey, Tim.
At Dim Dillard.
Yeah, yeah.
Tim Dillard joins us.
If you don't say good social media, they'd be like, oh, they got a minor leaguer to talk about the big leagues.
Oh. Yeah. What's more impressive? That you have a lot of followers or that you're in the minor leagues? Probably, though.
That's a little bit of probably both.
Yeah,
I'm still playing, and for some reason, people seem to care. So
yeah, but I've never looked at you as a minor leaguer, though. I mean, because you've been around baseball for so long. I mean,
that's true.
Your baseball card might say Colorado Springs, or next year San Antonio. How do you like that, by the way, going to San Antonio? If that's where you are.
You don't want to mess with Texas. But, yeah, I don't know. I know that's where the Brewers will be. I don't know what my career is for next year. I do the same pitch every year. Every time I see a GM or I see somebody that's above me, I say, hey, my name's Tim Diller. I need a job.
Oh, it seems to work.
Yeah, it is working so far. So far, yeah. It is working.
All right, Tim, this bullpen, I was talking to some of the guys when I was doing the locker room interviews on Sunday, and with the bullpen, and which you know a lot about the bullpen and pitching. I said, hey, is this bullpen thing kind of contagious with all you guys? Because it seems like one guy after another goes out and does the job. Is that the way it is with these guys?
Well, I think when you have that many guys being successful, I think that that's what it is. They don't want to let somebody else down. And I've been in the bullpen before when it's been going really well, and you just don't want to be the guy that messes it up. But I still say that. I come into a game, and I'm like, okay, Tim, don't screw this up. And when you have that many guys buying into it and that camaraderie, that's what it is. Everybody wants to do their share, and they're willing to – I mean, you look at Corey coming in like the fifth inning or sixth inning, you know, or coming in the ninth inning. You see different guys with different roles and doing well, and that has to do with their attitude and not being stuck on, no, this is my role, this is what I'm supposed to be doing.
You know, with Corey, that's a good name to bring up because he – was an all-star last year and then struggled a little bit, goes to Colorado Springs for like a week and a half and then comes back up. Orlando Arcia, they needed to do that with him a little bit. When you're in the big league level and you go down to the minor leagues, how does that like really work? Do the guys think, okay, I'm here, I got to get back, or this is the time where I'm just going to work on some stuff? What goes through someone's head when that happens to them, because they've come back up? Arcia's been great and Corey's been really good, so it obviously works. I just wonder how it works.
Well, I think it's changed. I think for the Brewers, they've used it as a way to get guys rest. They've done it as a way to get guys to pitch in a non-threatening situation where they can come to AAA and kind of get their innings in. They did it with Domingo. Domingo was struggling. Hey, go find your swing, go find, you know, whatever it is that you need to do in a non-threatening environment, you can come back and be a difference maker. And I think they all have. But, you know, at times, maybe with the Brewers, other organizations, you get sent down. That could be the nail in the coffin, as you know, so to speak. But I think what they're doing is they're telling these guys, listen, you may be there for 3 days, you may be there for 10 days, you may be there for a month, but you're coming back. You know, give them that little bit of hope of, you're one of our guys, we're just letting you do this to get better. And I think they've used it as a swinging door this year. They've had probably more moves than anybody else in baseball, and I think it's paid off for them.
How is this bullpen doing, you think? I mean, they've I don't want to say they're taxed, but they've been used a lot. And some of those guys were used in all three of the series games against the Rockies. Some of these guys have been really, really used a lot. And when they do bullpen days, they get extended even further. What do you think the shape is of these guys?
I mean, I think they see the finish line, and they're going to still have as much in the tank as they have. They're going to dig deep because they know this is a rare opportunity. And so no one's backing down. They don't care. They're going to go full throttle right up into the end. And you know what? Then you can rest for as many months as you want. So I think they're seeing this as the chance of a lifetime, and no one's backing down. And in fact, I would say some of these guys have gotten even stronger.
You know, Tim Diller joining us here on The Fan. We were just looking back at the 2011 playoff roster. Yeah. When you're a part of the team, but maybe you're not on that 25 that is eligible to play, you're still there, like Zach Davies now, Chase now, these guys right now, you in 2011. What is that like? Because you're rooting, that's your team, but you don't have the ability to impact the game. I would just think that would actually be tougher for some guys.
Well, those guys are good teammates, and good teammates are ready at the drop of the hat. In 2008, I think Ricky Weeks took a ball off the wrist, and they activated Brad Nelson. Brad Nelson was taking BP every day. He was getting his ground balls at first or wherever they needed him. I think those guys are throwing bullpens. They're probably facing live hitters. They're staying in shape because they know it's like, hey, you may not be pitching 7 or 8 innings, but you may come in and have to get one out, and it may be the biggest out there is. That's being a good teammate of picking your guys up, but also being ready and preparing yourself. That's what we were doing in 2011. I was, I think, the only pitcher that wasn't that was with the team that wasn't active. And if we would have won, I was going to be active for, I think we were going to play the Rangers. So they had a lot of righties, and they were going to activate me. And so, to me, being a good teammate was just being ready. And I know those guys. Those guys are ready. I mean, if they get activated tomorrow, if something happens, they're going to be ready.
All right, what about this pitching staff against that Dodger offense, who we hear a lot about, and, of course, Machado right in the heart of it. How do you think this pitching staff stacks up against those guys?
You know, it's hard to say. I think the four best teams in baseball, the most exciting teams in baseball, are in the postseason that are still left. I think those four teams are amazing. It's going to be good baseball regardless. And you have, I mean, just an empire of a bullpen facing an empire lineup. So I don't know, man. I'm excited for it just because I love baseball. And good baseball, when it's on TV, you can't look away. So that's what I'm looking forward to.
What do you remember about that time in 2011 when they make it to the NLCS? Because I'm trying to, as a fan, compare this time to that time. And we've been talking about it a little bit this week. And I think one difference is in 2011, we knew you guys were good. And in 2018, this whole process of getting back to this point has maybe happened quicker than we thought it would. But I'm seeing, man, I'm going to my dentist, and I didn't even know these people like the Brewers. We're talking Brewers. You can be on an elevator today and be quiet with someone, and you can just be like, hey, do you think Jonathan Scope or Aaron Perez on the 25-man for against the Dodgers? And you'll become best friends with these people. The town right now has just bought in more than I can envision. What do you remember about that time, about the fan support?
Well, in 2011, there were a lot of homegrown guys. You know, you start looking at who was on that team, guys that came up through the minor leagues with the Brewers. To me, that was probably the most exciting part, is because everybody was like, hey, we've seen you guys for years, you know, and it's kind of that payoff moment. But also, if they were the Yankees or the Dodgers, they're going out and picking up huge names, you know, like, hey, we got the best guy that's on the market. You know, we got 10 of those guys. It's like, great. I think the Brewers have a great mix of older guys, younger guys, guys that have been there, guys that they've picked up that are maybe weren't supposed to be superstars, or maybe they didn't know they were superstars. Now they're on the map, and I can't go to my kid's Little League game without people coming up and going, man, the Brewers are such a fun team to watch. And I'm like, that's great, but I'm going to watch these kids right here.
Yeah. I mean, so where did your kid play Little League ball?
We're in Tennessee, Franklin, okay. Tennessee, just south of Nashville. And, yeah.
Okay, even down to Tennessee, so the Brewers got out, eh?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, they everywhere you go, like, I saw Brewers hats the other day, and just were like, hey, go Brewers. And you're like, oh, yeah, we're from Wisconsin. We live here now, blah, blah, blah. Next thing you know, you have a conversation. They're like, no, we know who you are. I was like, I don't think you do, but okay.
So are you going to be doing anything for this post, any more in the postseason on TV, doing any of the work at all?
I don't know. You know what I was thinking? I was thinking about just driving up there and see how far I could get into the stadium. You know, like, see if I could get to the parking lot. You know, I know a couple of those guys. Maybe try to get through security. I know a couple of those guys. Just see if, how far I could get and just kind of show up.
You know, if you did that, the guy that's at the gate, he would let you in. I know it. Yeah.
He would?
Neil would see Tim. Neil doesn't know who's on what roster. But he knows he would let you in for sure.
But he should get in, because he was he's been a part of this.
I know, but like, even Corey Ray and Zach Brown were just up here, and they had to get the name tags and they had to go through the thing. Yeah. And I don't know how well Neil knows them.
Yeah, but
the guy at the gate would recognize Tim.
Yeah.
You could probably get as far as on the mound, I think, if you really tried.
Yeah, but, you know, they jack up security. You just don't know.
Oh, those guys in red shirts ain't stopping nobody.
I know some of those guys, too.
Really? You know, I would test those guys.
Message, be like, yeah. All I got to do is wear a suit, walk in, have a backpack, be like, hey, guys, what's up? You know, they come right this, you know. I doubt that would happen, but I bet I could get pretty far.
I do, too. I think that's your next video.
Yeah, see how far you can get before you're stopped.
Yeah.
And wear a three-piece suit, too.
It's like 9 hours.
You might get arrested. Nine hours for a video, Tim. I've done more for less.
Yeah.
Yeah, so if he, but he'd have to come in a three-piece suit. He just couldn't come in jeans because he's got to look a little. Yeah. You know, he's got to stand out a little bit.
I think if you wore a jersey, you'd have a good shot too.
Yeah, well, I got to wear big league stuff. I can't wear my minor league attire.
I got to
step it up a notch.
Yeah, I don't think Neil knows totally much about Colorado Springs. I wouldn't wear any of those. Hey, we appreciate the time. We'll want to check in with you again come World Series time if that's the case. It's just good to get your perspective because, I mean, you've played with a lot of these guys recently, and it's very interesting, and we all want to know what's next for you. It sounds like you want to know what's next for you, so keep us posted, and we'll talk to you soon.
Know. Yeah, if anybody has a job, you know, hit me up on Twitter. Let me know. I'm looking, so.
Yeah, this is like, this is your version of LinkedIn right now.
Yeah, yeah, I just kind of, you know, went past everything and went straight to the stores. Hey, I need a job. Yeah, thanks, guys. I'll come back anytime.
Yeah, awesome. Tim Dillard, appreciate it, man.
All right, Bart. Thanks, man.
So, yeah, Tim Dillard joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Start your renovation journey with a simple and convenient pre-approval from Great Midwest Bank, dedicated to providing perfectly personalized home loans to those right here in our community since 1935.
Yeah, the guy you're talking about? Who works at the gate, the loading dock, the guy who's security.
Yeah, we talked a lot about that guy. Neil.
He's one of the Packer statisticians.
Neil is?
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot you don't know about him. His son is a high school football coach. He's just not a guy back there checking security, man. He's got some roots, man. He's got some cachet going for him.
So what does he do on Monday? Oh, they're on the road.
No, they're not. The Packers are... At Lambeau.
Yeah, but the Brewers.
Oh, yeah. So he's a statistician up there.
Packers and then Sunday they played in Detroit, and they had hasn't had a conflict for them yet.
No.
Wow. Well, that is something. I did not know that.
Yeah.
It's Chuck and Winkler. We are served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries. Well, Tim can, you know, try to get up there and it's almost like the next best thing. You could have the next best thing, too, as the Milwaukee Brewers. We all know it. They've won the Central Division Championship. And to commemorate this historic event, BigTimeBats.com, offering the officially licensed Brewers Central Division Team Signature Bat. It's a full-size bat, 35 inches. It's got engraved on there all the signatures of everybody on the team, of the whole roster. It's got the Brewers logo, and it says right there, 2018 Central Division Champions. Now, the bat is limited. They only make 5,000 of these. You can pick one up, $129.95. Go to BigTimeBats.com to order. Don't delay. There are not going to be a lot of these made. Get your piece of Brewers history now. Some of these shirts and the hats and the as much memorabilia as we can get to commemorate what's a really cool time in Milwaukee, and this would go perfect in that collection. Call 866-280-BATS, 866-280-BATS, or see it and all their other bat sets at BigTimeBats.com. That's BigTimeBats.com. Or call 866-280-BATS. The trademark's logo is used with permission of Major League Baseball. 866-280-BATS, BigTimeBats.com. Chuck and Winkler, we are served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries. I'm Bart Winkler. That's Chuck Freeman from the Bryant and Stratton College Athletic Studios. About 7 minutes or so, ask Chuck and Winkler anything. You've got a question for us, tweet away. At 105.7 FM, the fan, use the hashtag AskCW. 9 o'clock, we'll talk to Rob Reichel. Try to figure out what's going on with this McCarthy-Rogers thing and if Rogers maybe isn't the leader right now that he needs to be. And then one of my common complaints are, or not complaints, but my want, is that when the team that we root for has a magical playoff run, there should be songs. There should be songs for that, right? Songs should come out.
There's a lot of creative people. I mean, we see these creative people on Facebook, and they put together these memes and all that. And we hear it in songs with the Packers all the time.
So at 9:20, there's two songs that I've found that have come out in the last week. They're okay. So I'm gonna open up your eyes to those songs.
So they're okay. They're not good.
One is good, but it's got some unnecessary swears. So we edited that out.
Oh, see, now if you're going to do a song, why would you do put exactly. swear words? Because
I think when you hear the song, you're going to get into it.
It's not going to get airplay.
Right. And then there's a swear word, and it's like, why? You've ruined the whole thing.
Yeah.
We need like a turning up the heat
sure.
version for 2018. We need something like that. So we'll hear those around 8:20.
I remember when I was going to college in Eau Claire, we put a song on the radio by a group called Till Tuesday. And it was a new song.
Is it Voices Carry?
No, it was it was a song that was shortly after that, though.
Oh.
It was not good, Paul, but it was not
Thank
that.
You.
But it was the right group. So it was about being lucky. She goes, oh, the life is lucky. Life is great. You and I should be together. Life would be so effing great. And it was like, why would she put that in her song? And we put it, nobody listened to it. Or whoever put that on on the digital there, did not listen to it, and it got over the radio. And everybody was up arms because the F word was on radio back in 1987.
Well,
in this song.
Do you know about the Who? Who Are You?
Yes.
The F word's in that song that's on radio.
Okay.
They go, who are you? Who the are you?
The F?
Yeah, they okay. let it go.
Okay.
Like, I'll look up the story behind it, but the FCC lets that go.
Okay.
I don't know why. The guy says it so quickly, but they do let it go for Who Are You.
REO's got a song called Tough Guys, and they sing it in concert, and it was a minor hit. The S word is in it.
And it plays on radio?
I think they bleep it up on the radio, but they say the S word in concert.
I'm trying to find this. It does play on the radio.
Yeah, there are some songs out there that have the swear words, and once in a while, it'll get on. I'm thinking of a Steve Miller song, too. There's a swear word in it.
It says the word F at 216 yeah. and 543.
Okay.
It's played frequently in its entirety on rock radio stations.
They're allowed to play it, huh?
No, I guess it's not like the FCC says it's okay, but mm-hmm. they just kind of let it go.
They do, okay, but if you and I dropped an F-bomb, we're in trouble.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
But a song can do it? Okay, because when that happened to us in Eau Claire, everybody panicked.
Yeah.
Like, uh-oh, here comes a fine. Yeah, not that group right there. Yeah.
Voices well, Carry. This is the song that I know.
Yeah, Voices Carry. Until yeah. Tuesday. Amy Mann. She was just in concert at the Pabst Theater.
Oh, Amy Mann, what else does she do?
She did a song with the voice. I mean, she's like, that group is disbanded. She's like a solo artist now. But I don't know if she's had any hits.
Hey, I might have, we just had Tim Dillard on. So I text him
yeah.
during the break. I said, thanks again, man. And he said, anytime. Hey, if I crash Miller Park, .. I may need a place to stay. And then the emoji, like a grin face, like, uh-huh. ugh. And then I said, I have a spare bedroom. And then he did an emoji of thinking, man.
Oh.
So maybe that will happen.
Well, you know what, then, if that's the case, you're going to have to bring him in here at 6 a.m. to do the show with us.
Oh, yeah. No, that's his penance.
Yeah.
That's how he will pay.
That's, oh, yeah. Yeah, he's not only coming on with us, but he's going to be here.
Yeah. So.
Well, you know, you can cut him some slack. You have him come in for the final hour.
Oh, no.
Let him sleep in a little bit.
No.
So he's thinking about coming up, huh?
I don't know. Can't ever tell with that guy. But we'll talk to him again soon if they go a little deeper here. It's Chuck and Winkler. We're served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries, where when you want to go out to eat, it's all about getting back to basics, and that's what's going on right now at Perkins.
They've got an idea for a great topic, though.
Should we do it today?
Who's the most famous person who's ever slept at your house?
Who's the most famous person that's ever slept at your house?
Well, no, I'm just saying for anybody, for our listeners.
Okay.
Mine would be Don Mikowski.
Can I have the story?
No, I did the postgame show, and he needed a place to crash, and it was Magic stayed at my place one night.
Okay. Mine would be my wife?
Most famous?
I mean, nobody.
Like, you could say Paul Emick.
Never stayed at my house. It's Chuck and Winkler. Anyway, with Perkins, they've got a new menu full of all your old favorites. Starting at just $4.99. If it's a classic, it's at Perkins. Stop by today. Today is a buy one, get one Wednesday. Sign up and join the eClub. Get a free weekly email coupon, which is good for a buy one, get one. And again, you can do that after 4 at Perkins. Ask us anything next.
Do you have any questions?
You've been sending your questions in all morning for Chuck and Winkler. And now it's time for some answers.
Just answer the question, please.
This is Ask Chuck and Winkler Anything on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Chuck and Winkler here on The Fan. Chuck, you asked me before the break, most famous person that slept at my house. I just got a text from my buddy Jeff. It might be Doug Free. Doug Free, I'm pretty sure, stayed at my house.
From Manitowoc?
Yeah. Cowboys lineman.
At your house in
La Crosse.
Oh, in La Crosse.
Yeah, okay. We had a party, and Doug Free came up from Northern Illinois with some people from Nina, and I lived with people from Nina.
All right.
And, yeah, we had a party. There was a big party we had at our house. I'm pretty sure he stayed with us. There was a fight one night because some guy who we invited over left my apartment with my PlayStation 2 in his hand. He said, "Where are you going?" He said, "I'm taking this." And then I said, "No, you're not." And then Doug Free was around there and he pushed the guy or whatever. And there was a big fight that happened at my house.
So Doug Free saved your PlayStation 2?
Yeah.
From being stolen?
Yeah. And then it was like, years later, he would do that. It's those same techniques for Tony Romo.
Okay. So, Doug Free.
My PlayStation 2 is like Tony Romo.
Mine would be Mikowski, Don Mikowski. Rhodes, what would yours be?
I don't think I have one. Like, I really don't think I have any. I would have to think about that.
Did you have a kid you knew from high school who went on to play college football somewhere, maybe?
I have a kid I knew from high school who was a pretty good basketball player. Like, he was really big in the Filipino basketball league.
Okay.
To the point where if they were good enough to qualify for the Olympics, he may have been thought of as put on the roster.
Okay, so he stayed at your house.
Yeah, we're like best friends.
Okay,
like,
that's good.
If I do get married, he's my best man, vice versa.
Okay.
If you do get married.
Yes.
Rhodes, you're on your
way.
When
you get married.
Easy.
You're on your way, man. Don't do it in October, man, because we know Octobers are no longer vacant in the state.
Yeah. You know, that's got to be one of the toughest things. Like, what month did you get married? Because you were into sports.
New Year's Eve.
New Year's Eve, okay.
Yeah, nothing going on New Year's Eve.
Well, we were worried that the Badgers were going to play in a bowl game.
Could be, but still, that's not like playing in the national championship game.
But you know how people are.
Well, you know, the national championship game was played New Year's Eve a couple years ago.
I've been told I watch too much sports. I don't think I watch enough sports.
Oh, you can never watch too much.
Yes.
Well, the Badgers walked Michigan bad.
All right, let's rifle off some questions here. We got Rob Reichel at 9. We'll talk some Packers, and that's coming up next. Cody.
Wayne wants to know, would Chuck shave his hair off if the crew wins it all?
No. And I'll tell you, that's a pet peeve of mine. More people are worried about talk about my hair and my hair being messed up and all that. I'm doing reports out in the wind, man. And some of you guys who are complaining about my hair, check it yourself out, man.
Ooh, it's because they don't have the golden locks you do. They're jealous of
Jesus,
you.
Jesus, we're crying out loud. I never saw so many guys who were so concerned about my hair on Facebook and Twitter. It's like, jeez, come on. Enough of it. Go ahead.
Cody.
Jay Baker wants to know, hypothetical situation, would you streak across the field in the NLCS for World Series tickets, assuming you were allowed back into Miller Park?
And not get fined.
Yes, not get fined.
So if I didn't get arrested.
Didn't get fined.
I just have to show my naked body.
You just have to streak across the field.
If I couldn't get in, yes, I'd do that.
Yeah, I would too.
If I couldn't get arrested, why not?
Yeah.
Now, I wouldn't go like, I wouldn't take my pants off right now and run. I would need like
a few weeks to work out or something.
Like, I'd need like a minute or so beforehand to look more impressive.
Okay.
If you know what I'm saying.
So give you a magazine to look at?
Yeah. I don't need to go, you know, all fourhymns.com on it. Just like a little halfway up the... Cody.
All right.
Let's move on to Kale. He wants to know, of the two of you, who is the bigger Brewers fan?
I don't know. I don't think you could really distinguish on that one. I've been longer because I'm older.
Yeah, I mean, longer. Chuck probably knows more. He can recall more.
I mean, both watch the games, so.
I would say, well, I've probably paid for more games, but Chuck covers the games and still has a 20 pack. So no, I don't know. I mean,
yeah,
that it's all subjective. Yeah. I think we both are here because we love the Brewers.
Yeah, I think if you don't necessarily have to go to games to be a Brewer fan, as long as you're following them on TV, that's good enough for me.
Yeah. Yeah, so let's say it's a tie.
Sober Rick has a question. The first video game system you owned, what was it, and what was your favorite game on it?
Mine was a Nintendo. I remember getting it. My dad was driving me to wrestling practice.
Okay.
And then we weren't going home right away, and I go, "Daddy, where are we going?" And he said, "Son, we're getting you a Nintendo."
What year would that have been?
89. It was 5.
Jeez. Okay.
So, yeah, I loved all the Marios. I was good with all the Marios.
I had...
I used to hate Super Mario 2, but over time, I've grew to love it. I didn't like it because you didn't have points. You didn't get points in Mario 2, but I like Mario 2.
Okay, I never played either one of those. I played... not PlayStation. Atari. I played Atari. I had Atari, and the guy down the street had Intellivision. I was terrible at both. I'm terrible at video games. I could. People could come to my house and kick my ass in my own video game. That's how bad I was.
Hmm. All right.
I'm not good at video games.
Cody.
Let's go to Darren. He says, not saying that he wants to, but with the Packers defense being 3 to 4 years away from being good, should the Packers trade Aaron Rodgers now?
No.
I don't know if his value is high right now.
Aaron Rodgers?
Yeah, his value could be higher is what I'm saying.
No.
His value could be a little higher.
No. His value is very high.
Rodgers for Baker. Who says no?
Well.
Who says no?
Frames
who
was thinking.
Who says no?
Rodgers for Baker Mayfield straight up. Who says no?
Aaron's a little hurt. But, I mean, Aaron is not going to put a team on his back and win a Super Bowl championship without everybody else. So, if you put Baker on the Browns, they're not winning the Super Bowl anyway.
If so Rodgers is on the Browns?
Who'd I say? Favre?
No, Baker.
Oh, no. Thought maybe I had a moment there. If Rodgers was on the Browns, they're still not winning the Super Bowl. Because you need, and, you know, we look at this Packer roster. This Packer roster isn't very good, and they're 2-2-1.
What so are the Browns? Browns?
Yeah.
They have, like, the same points allowed, points against.
Yeah.
Cody.
Arnell, in a handicap wrestling match, who would win? Bart and Cody, myself, or Chuck?
Oh, 2-on-1?
Yes.
Wow.
Bart?
Because Chuck would destroy me. So I think Chuck could make quick work of me, and then it'd be down to Chuck and you, so I think Chuck would win.
We've already had a handicap golf match.
We did, and we won that.
You guys beat me on that
one. But physical? I mean, you're a taller man than I have world's tiniest arms.
Okay.
I'm out.
You mean biceps?
Yes.
Okay.
I think you have to look at this from a different aspect. You're a heel, right? You'd probably bring a manager out.
I'm not a heel.
Confuse frames a little
I'm
bit
not
on
a
the
heel.
Side.
I'm a face.
Well,
you boo me, that's on you.
I think he flips back and forth from being a face and a heel.
He's the Big Show of the fan.
What because, am I right now?
Well, it depends on the day again, because some days you call yourself an ass. So if you're calling yourself an ass, that means you're a heel.
Or it means I'm a face because I'm smart enough to realize the strengths and weaknesses of me as a person.
Yeah. So I don't know.
What am I right now? Am I a face right now or a heel?
Rick face right now.
Like Ric Flair. Ric Flair. Is Ric Flair a face or a heel? He's kind of both, isn't he?
Sling is a heel or a face at some point in their career.
Hmm. So who wins this match?
If I had to put money on it, I'd take Frames.
Yeah, I would take Frames.
Like to fight both you guys at the same time?
You think you could take us both?
It's not like a tornado handicap. We have to tag in and
out.
Oh,
you got to tag.
What if it was 2-on-1 at the same time?
Rhodes has got some strength on him, though.
Oh, no, I don't.
No, he don't.
No?
No.
He doesn't?
He can probably kick my ass. But
I was an athlete in high school, but I haven't touched a gym.
Who do you think would win a fight,
years?
Me or Cody? I think Cody.
I'm not a fighter. I'm a lover, not a fighter.
You don't think you could beat me up?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, right.
Listen to us.
But I think that says more about you than me.
Next question. You got a better question there.
Let's go to Keith. If both of you were stranded together on a deserted island, do you think you would work together to survive or end up separating and take your chances alone?
Great question. We'd have to work together.
How
we're working together now
last,
to survive.
Though?
Huh?
How many days would that last working together?
Do you think one of us would try to eat the other?
I think Bart and I, if we didn't do a radio show together, could work, could find a way to survive together. In other words, if I was on a different show, we could find a way to survive together.
But we can't now?
I don't know if we'd be able to do it now. Nah, I don't think. I don't.
But our lives are on the line.
I think we'd find a... Well, I think we'd both have two different paths on how to get to survive, probably.
Oh. If it was Chuck, you can live and Bart dies, or you both die, I would say then you die.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I mean, all right. Next.
But you wouldn't say that for your wife.
No.
And I wouldn't say that for Shannon.
Right. Well, we're not in love also, and me.
Yeah.
Right. Cody?
Follow-up question to this question. Joe would like to know, in that same scenario, if it was cold out, would you two spoon with each other naked if it meant avoiding hypothermia?
I would get hypothermia. I'd die.
If we could spoon like back to back.
Why are all these questions are all about death?
Yeah, why are we like Ross and Rachel? There's no will he or won't he here.
Can we give a good question here?
No, we're done.
Not the dying?
We've got some questions for Rob Reichel.
Yes.
The Packers season is dying. Who can save it?
You can ask about Mason Crosby, the 1 in 15,000 chance of that would happen to him on Sunday.
If Aaron Rodgers and Mike McCarthy were stranded on an island naked, how about you ask Reichel that
one
first?
That's a really good one.
It's Chuck and Winkler, Rob Reichel, talking Packers next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.